It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Cheryl Thane. She's the director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. We're going to talk about their one big, really big event that they do every year. It's the Day of Caring. Cheryl, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me this morning. I'm really excited to talk about this one.
Let's talk about it because it's just right around the corner, isn't it?
Yes, September 14th. That's a Saturday. And really, this is an opportunity for everybody in the community to just give our city a great big hug and help out our neighbors with some projects that need to be done. So September 14th is our Day of Caring. Everybody meets at Lynn's parking lot at 7:30 in the morning, and they provide us with an awesome continental breakfast, drinks and donuts and bagels and all kinds of wonderful stuff. And while you're there, you can sign up for a project to do.
Okay, and that's, like you said, that's where it all begins. 7:30 in the morning at Lynn's on September 14th. And yeah, he goes a little bit out of control.
Yeah, he does.
But yes. It's good stuff, and it's great that they do that for everybody.
Let's talk
about the fact that, yeah, you go there, you sign up for your projects and everything. What kind of projects have you got on tap for this year? And you said you're looking still for projects as well.
Yes, we are. Let's talk about the big ones that we have to do for our community. So we're going to be working up at the Castle Heights area behind the school and in the cemetery there. There's some cleanup that needs to be done there. So that's one project. In the Helper area, we're going to do the Spring Canyon area where they're trying to set up a hiking, mountain climbing kind of an area there, but it needs a little bit of cleanup, so we're going to be working on that. The Dynamine Park needs a touch-up, so if you love to paint, if you've got a hammer and you want to do a little light carpentry, that one needs to be done. We're also going to be working at the community garden down by the food bank, and that's always a really fun one to work in. That one really helps the community in all kinds of ways. So the community garden is one of them that we'll be doing. And then the canal crossings. And this is one that's kind of close to my heart because the kids are back in school now. And the weeds get so big at those canal crossings, it's hard for the kids. They have to lean out to see if there's any traffic coming. And, of course, it makes it difficult for the cars to see if there's kids there. So we'll be cleaning up the canal crossings again this year. And then last year we did Third East, and we're going to do that again this year. So just while I'm talking about that, I want to just say to everybody who lives on Third East, we're going to be doing both sides of the street from Main Street all the way to 8th North. And so what we'll be doing is cleaning up all of that mud and gunk and leaves and stuff that gets in the gutters. And then we'll also be mowing and weeding a few of the boulevards along the way. So if you could park your car in your driveway or somewhere off the street for that Saturday, that would really make it easy for us to get that done.
Okay, and you said you're still looking for projects as well.
Yes, we're looking for individual home projects. So if you have a yard that needs to be done and you're not able to do it yourself, we would love for you to call us, or you can go online to uweu.org, and one of our project forms is there. But just call me at the office at 435-637-8911, and let's talk about your project, and I'll fill the form out for you.
Okay, and the great thing about the Day of Caring is just show up.
Right.
You don't have to call you and say, hey, I'm bringing so-and-so. Just show up at Lynn's at 7:30 in the morning on September 14th.
Yes.
And they will put you into groups and get you taken care of.
Yes.
This is such a great thing. And how many years have you guys been doing this now?
Oh, gosh. At least 10.
At least
possibly
10.
11. Yeah. And so as many people as we can get to show up, the better, because, of course, we're going to get more projects as we go. And there's a couple more here that we haven't talked about. Main Street, First North. There's a lot of things that we would like to get done. And so if we get a ton of people out, we'll be able to get it all done.
So that is September 14th. It is the annual Day of Caring, the United Way of Eastern Utah. Just show up at Lynn's at about 7:30 on the morning of September 14th. Bring your tools, bring your
gloves,
shovels, rakes. Right. Yeah, gloves always seems like a big thing that morning. It's amazing how many people don't bring gloves. Bring all of that with you and just get ready to help out your community.
Right, and then remember that Mr. Raich doesn't just end with breakfast. He also feeds us lunch at Washington Park, and Helper Steak always helps out with preparing that and serving that. So when you're finished with your project, you show up at Washington Park and you get lunch as well. And so it's really a great day. It's a fun day. It's a day that we get a lot of things done for our community, and it's just awesome to see so many people turn out.
So you're going to get breakfast and you're going to get lunch.
Yes.
Both. You know, some
yes.
people, some people like myself, are food motivated. They just are. So you're going to get everything covered for you that day. And, you know, you get to go out and help your community and clean up and do a few projects and around the area.
And
that,
just
that
a little teaser,
out.
Maybe help everybody to get out there. Green River melons will be available that day at the park, provided by the United Way. So come out for some watermelon, too.
What more do you need?
Amen, yeah.
All right. Cheryl, thanks for coming in today. Let's get some people out and go do some good in Price City in the area.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank
now,
you.
For more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.